This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, Genatsit, Pailuis, Inshpes, Chris, how are you, man?
I'm fantastic, Jano. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm really excited about the show coming up. And first off, though, welcome back to another great episode, my friends, at ArmeniaProud.com. And folks, just a reminder for all you out there, check out our website as well at ArmeniaProud.com and on Facebook, Facebook.com/ArmeniaProud.
Yeah, and it helps us a lot. Like, you know, if you see the episode on Facebook or on the website or whatever, if you, you know, you share it on your own social media.
Yeah, and the reviews are so important too. If we get people to go to iTunes and give reviews, how sweet would it be to have an Armenian show on the very top saying it's gotten the highest reviews and so forth? It'd be outstanding.
Well, and remember, the show's available on iTunes, on Stitcher. Anywhere that you're able to find shows to listen to, our show's available on. So hunt it down, find it. And you can review it on all those platforms as well. It doesn't just have to be Apple. But, you know, we would hugely appreciate the shares and the five-star reviews and the ratings. And, I mean, it's, you know, there's lots of ways to listen, but they're all good.
Right. And remember, again, iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
Yep.
And subscribe to the show.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the show. And on top of that, when you subscribe, why not look at the rating, too, and give us a great review?
Absolutely.
And, folks, if you're looking for other shows, too, go to lineupmedia.fm. We've got some great shows for you as well. That's our big plug. Yeah. That's our lineup here, lineupmedia.fm. We've got some great shows.
Yeah, Armenian Nights Radio is another, you know, awesome show. Our very own Ani has Ani Vibes.
Ani Vibes. And this is all part of our lineupmedia.fm. You can find these two other great Armenian shows as well. Anyway, I got a show today, Chris. I'm really excited about it because I've been watching armed comedy, and you're saying, well, what's armed comedy? Well, you already checked it out. But
I did.
Armed comedy is two guys that just sit there, and they just make fun, and it's a fun atmosphere. It's a fun show to watch, and you forget about your problems and all that. And we're so fortunate to have one of the guys on today, and that's Narek Margaryan and partner Sergey Sargsyan. But Sergey's not here, so we're going to do an interview with Narek today. I'm really pumped
up
about it.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's our show. We're going to have Narek on. Hey, Chris, I want to throw this out there. Yeah. Mariam's moving on. She's going to be doing something else midway in June, and she's doing a couple more shows, and I guess we're going to be missing Mariam.
Well, that's unfortunate. I hate to see her go. She's been an awesome addition to the show.
Oh, she's been great. And the people she brings on board, too, outstanding.
Yeah,
and people think I do that, but it's Mariam. Mariam worked her butt off.
It is all Mariam, yeah.
Well, it's not all Mariam. Come on. Give me some credit here.
I had to say that.
Well, in any case, I think we got Narek on the phone here. We're Skyping to Armenia. We're going to get Narek Margaryan on the line here. We're going to start our interview. Narek, how are you, babe?
Hello, Barev Zis, brothers.
How's everything going?
Great. We thought we could do one show with both of us, but then we thought, no, we can get two shows on this podcast separately.
Well, you know what, Narek? The whole time differential was rough on me. I had to come in at 2 a.m. in the morning, and I don't think I could have got these guys.
Yes! What kind of Armenians live in St. Louis? I've never heard of any Armenian living in St. Louis.
Very good question.
Is this a trick or something?
These are the Armenians that got a little too lazy to keep going to the West Coast.
No, you're restrained to California. Sometimes you may go to New York, no more often than twice a year, and that's it. You cannot go anywhere else. Maybe Boston.
Right. Boston, New York, and we do have Chicago and Detroit too.
Yes.
So you guys do arm comedy. Like I said, it's very popular, and it really turned up a notch whenever Conan O'Brien came on your show. How was all that, man? How did you guys work all that out?
If you remember, Conan did a sketch like a couple of years ago where he went to an Armenian pawn shop and he offered to sell his bobblehead to the pawn shop.
Right.
And they didn't buy it because he wanted $6 million for it, obviously. And said, well, okay, then I'm donating this to Armenia. So what we did, we made a video and sent it to Conan's people saying that we're this show in Armenia and would like to adopt the bobblehead. Send it over. And that's perfect. How we got the conversation started. Of course, the bobblehead was humongous and there was no way to ship it overseas. But later when they came to Armenia, they already knew who we were. And when we contacted them, they said, sure, let's do the show. And we were so happy to host him.
Yeah, it was outstanding, and I think in a way too that kind of made arm comedy stand out too. A lot of people took notice of that. When you guys came to America in the last last month, you guys were here?
Yeah, last month.
Okay, how was that? How did you guys experience everything?
Well, this was really an exciting thing because, you know, the show is obviously in Armenian and most of the people watching us are from Armenia. There's a very small segment of viewers from America. But once we did the Conan piece, once we did a couple of English episodes where we talk about the April war with Azerbaijan, sort of we had more English-speaking audience joining us. And we found out there are people who want to see us. So then we did this tour. We hit three cities, Boston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And all three shows were sold out, packed with Armenians and some non-Armenians, but majority of them were Armenians. And we did the car show in English. This was like a door to this English audience who probably not very fluent in Armenian, you know, but still want to be in touch. So that's why an entirely English version of the show is now in the works. We're planning to do this as soon as we can, you know, pull funding and get organized this all things. We want to do, I don't know what frequency, but maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 weeks, a show that's just in English. That's about stuff that's going on in Armenia, in America, you know.
I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know the thing about it, Narek, there's a lot of Armenians in America that I'm married to an Armenian from Armenia, and she could tell me that I look like a goat, and I would just smile at her and hug her. I don't
very well may, yeah.
Yeah, I have a hard time understanding Armenian, and I've been married for 19 years with a woman from Armenia, but I still have a hard time understanding it. And you know, here's another thing too, Chris. I watch the Armenian news, and they'll be like political figures, the ministries, and stuff like that. I don't pick up any of it. If to me, I'm thinking everything's hunky-dory, everything's fine. But you know what? Maybe it's not.
The world.
So we have all these weird ministers and members of parliament that you don't know, and you're not even supposed to know them. I don't think we are even supposed to know these people by name, but we do. And occasionally they're funny, and we use them in the show a lot. But what we'll do in the English version is try and make something that's universally funny and that's understandable to everyone who doesn't follow Armenian politics like every day. And I think the standout went fine because we've had a great experience. So I think we have the capacity to do this.
Now, is every Armenian politician and all these people, are they on board with this, or do you take some backlash from people as well?
Well, they would much rather prefer not to be on the show, of course. But well, it started like you know, it's been 5 years now, so some of them got used to it. occasionally hear that some a few guys, like here and there, they're disgruntled, but you never hear it from them. You hear it indirectly from their staff, from people that surround them.
Right.
They weren't happy with this episode or anything, but that's okay. We're not there to make them happy. We're there to make
us happy.
Like, news entertaining.
Yeah. So you guys, you and Sergey have been outstanding. And when did you guys meet up and say, you know what, let's do this?
Well, we started as friends. Like when we went to university, we were just friends, and we never thought of doing comedy together. But later, we both like enjoyed a lot of the same comedy, like The Simpsons, some stand-up comedians like George Carlin, etc. So once we got like inspired by it way too much, we said, okay, let's try and do some stand-up comedy. And we've been doing that for a couple of years. Then we started with the Arm Comedy website, which is basically The Onion in Armenian. And it naturally progressed into a web show. Then later we were invited by an actual TV channel. So that's how we evolved through the years.
Do you guys, when you and Sergey are kicking back, do you guys just sit back and start coming up with bits? Or is it more you just watch the news and just feed off the news?
Both of us, we watch the news, we pick some stories that might be interesting, and then we start developing, each develops his own story, and then we share, you know, add a bunch of jokes to it, and then add a few more while we're taping.
Right.
So it's like a very collaborative effort.
I tell you, Chris, when watching these two, it's kind of like, I'm not kidding, it's like the English version of Monty Python.
that's a good comparison.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes. Wait, man. Yes. It's so much like you guys make sarcastic remarks at something, and then the one gives a facial like I don't know what he's talking about, and then it's really, that's what I think of. I you brought up George Carlin, but I think of that Monty Python.
Yeah.
How about that?
We watched quite a bit of Monty Python. Actually, Russian TV channels were airing that, you know, translated. And as a kid, I used to watch a lot of it. So maybe there are these influences. My favorite British show, though, is a bit of Fry and Laurie. Have you seen that sketch show with Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie?
Have you seen that one,
Chris?
Oh,
no, I heard of this. So I love Hugh Laurie, though. Yeah.
Oh, our producer, Brian, he's giving a thumbs up. He watched it.
Yeah, it's tremendous. I love every episode that they did.
Yeah, and you guys are right now. What's your project that you're working on now? Is there anything that you're back in Armenia now? Is there anything that you're moving up? I know that you guys shot a movie in 2013. You want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Among other projects, like, you know, the English thing is the priority now, but we are in the process of writing more screenplays. We've had two movies shot, and another one is coming up one of these months very soon, and we have two more movies that are in you know, pre-production, and we hope they come out at some point. But the one you referred to was it the one with the president or the one with the
It was called the Knights movie or the Knights move.
So Knights Move was the first screenplay we ever tried to write. It's a comedy movie about this chess player who is a bunch of Kazakhstani mafia is following him because he possesses an item that they really want. So they come to Armenia, and it's a road movie. They come to Armenia. We show lots of major, you know, landmarks in Armenia, and the movie played well both in Armenia and in Kazakhstan. So that was a good project to start, and it really got involved to us into screenwriting, and I'm now very much into it. And there are so many movie projects going on, and, you know, not all of them end up becoming a movie, but still, I'm really enjoying this.
I tell you what, Narek, Last night, I put on our Toast to Armenia site, I put, hey, is there anyone out there that's got a question that they'd like for me to ask Narek on our show tomorrow? And I got this one. What's
they
that?
Send Basturma? Did they say ask him to send some Basturma from Armenia?
You know, they always do that, don't they? You send this, send that. Yeah, no, it wasn't anything like that. We had Armina from San Francisco, and she writes, your comedy, TV host, writer, and screenwriter, if you were given the choice, which one would you, and you only get one choice, which one would you take as for your future? The comedy, TV host, writer, or screenwriter?
Right, Armine, you're posing a very difficult question.
I knew that. I knew this was difficult.
If the answer is I can write movies in Hollywood, I wouldn't hesitate for a second and just write movies in Hollywood. But if we're talking Armenia, I really love my job. I enjoy every minute of it, and I can go for many, many years having the privilege of having this job, because essentially this is my hobby. This is I would follow the news anyway, and if I can make it funny, if I can make it enjoyable to a bigger group of people, and eventually if sometimes it has certain impact, I'm very privileged to be in this position. So that is my answer. But if Hollywood is calling, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're friends. You're friends with Brian now. O'Brien, Conan O'Brien, so what the hell?
Yeah. Each other, you know, all the time.
How many episodes have you guys done with Arm Comedy?
615 comes out tomorrow. No, today. So wow. 615. And we did about 60 when we were on the web, when we were a web show. So that's that. We're getting close to 1,000.
God bless. I hope you guys get there. And you guys right now, you got the episodes going. Is there any time when you do these political skits and go, I can't believe we got away with that one? I mean, are you guys put everyone out front center, you know, and it works out perfectly. But like you said earlier, I guess that was your answer. We don't care about making them happy. We're making our fans happy.
Yeah, well, my answer, the short version of it is you bet, because every now and then there are these episodes that, you know, I feel that they might stir some things, but we still do it. But the fun thing about it is, like, when we have a week or a couple of weeks when I feel we haven't done anything that is, like, on the edge, then probably we're doing something wrong. And that is a wake-up call, you know, to push the border. And if you start watching it from the earlier episodes and come approach episode 600 or whatever, you'll see that you know, the borders are very different now, and we do something that is much braver than it was before.
I have I also got another one here from Anahit from Gyumri, right?
Yep.
She Anahit. Said, yeah,
I know Anahit. I know. Come
you,
on.
You know that one.
I don't know Anahit from Gyumri. Are you kidding me?
she sends, was there any episode that completely went wrong according to you?
Completely went wrong? Well,
yeah, I guess she means that it just didn't satisfy you, and you're like, matter of fact, that leads me to a question. Do you watch your show again, or do you not like to watch after you're done?
Yeah, I watch every show after it aired, and I'm almost never happy. I always think it could be improved, but you know, that sort of you have that chance to do it later. You can never revisit it. But since the show is not live, and you have a lot of pre-production time, and then you have some post-production time, of course, like you wouldn't have anything that's like a disaster, because you know you've written it. You can correct it anytime you want. So of course there are shows that are weaker, that are not the best that I can do. It happens, but I'm not even satisfied like with the stuff that is, you know, that has the most views. So there's always room to improve something, what I'm saying.
You got a question there, Chris?
No. I was just saying it reminds me a lot of our, you know, of our show here where you know, it's not live, so we have some, you know, there's always the ability beforehand and after, you know, to put stuff together, how we want to structure the show. But you're right. There are always instances where you're really happy with it or the ones you're like, it could be better. So,
you know
You know, sometimes you would add as little as some sound effects and it's just maybe 1 or 2% funnier. So you can save something in the end, but not much.
I got to tell you, Narek, I'm different, though. After I get done with these shows, I'm just I over critique myself so much that I don't get to enjoy the show that I did. I mean, that's how bad I am with it.
So. Well, you should then start reading the comments because, by default, most of the comments would be negative, but the ones that are positive, when a person was happy with something and he took the time to write something, that means he's really happy. Because writing negative comments, okay, it's the first thing. I don't like it. I want to say something. But the ones where the people were satisfied and then didn't turn on something else but took the time to write you a compliment, when these are the ones that can, you know, inspire you to do more.
Right. Is there any chance that we'll be seeing you back in the United States again, you and Sergey?
Yes, there is a chance. We will be working on a newer material, and hopefully we can organize more stand-ups. And is in some of the cities that we've never been, and you
mentioned some of them in the beginning. Yeah, St. Louis.
Yeah, we're ready for it.
St. Louis?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have you ready.
We'll have you in the studio.
No idea how many. You don't advertise your community that much, you know? You should be more out there, St. Louis. We know you exist.
I met
an Armenian in Memphis, somewhere I'd never expect to meet an Armenian.
No.
I met an Armenian in Memphis.
Well, what were you doing in Memphis?
I was going to Graceland, of course.
You went to Graceland. Huh? Yeah, well, you know.
I'm a Met.
You're a big Elvis fan. Yeah, Elvis fan.
Yes.
You're not one of those people that think he's still alive somewhere, right?
Well, every year that seems
Well, maybe he is.
maybe when I was like 30 and I first got into it and he was considered dead for only like 20 years, that was more possible.
Right, yeah.
I remember that X-Files poster that said, "I want to believe."
Yeah.
And I wanted to, but no, he's gone.
He's done.
He went back to his...
Well, I tell you what, man, you guys, you and Sergey have brought a lot of laughter to everyone, and God bless, keep doing what you're doing. I know it's got to be a little tough. It's got to be a little tough when the political climate is at its peak and people are just not in the mood for comedy, and you guys sit there and you guys still bust out a little smile on their face, and that's a big compliment.
Yes.
So.
Well, yes, we've had those days when, really nobody wanted, terrible things were happening, and we still had to do a show, and I was really happy that the episodes we did about the war with Azerbaijan, that I knew somebody would be critical about it. There is no way that anybody wouldn't say, this is no time for jokes, but we did it so carefully, and I was astonished. I was shocked not to find a single comment from Armenia that says you shouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't think that was possible. No. But that was really good. So now I'm going to be following your podcast, guys, because I follow a lot of podcasts, and I didn't know about this one before. Shame on me.
Yeah,
now I'll be following.
Did you see all our past guests?
I saw you had Yoram Ovsisyan on it.
Yeah, and we've had comedians, we've had actors, we've had it's all. And we love having you on our show too. Anytime you and Sergey want to come on together, maybe. Yeah, you're more than welcome. And by the way, one more thing. Your English is so good, man. Your English is outstanding. Well, where was this taught at? The university, or did you just pick it up on your own?
No, I'm just using Google Translate. It's awesome now. It has this voice feature. It goes simultaneously now.
Bravo, man. Unbelievable. I need that for my Armenian. Anyway.
Yeah, whenever you guys are in Armenia, we'd love to have you on the show. So yes, let's do this.
Yeah, perfect. And I'm serious. If you ever go all the way in the Midwest and forget Graceland, you already were there. Come to St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit. I mean, there's a lot of Armenians in this area as well. So we'd love to have you. And I know a lot of Armenians here that still have that. What do you guys call it? The Horevats? The barbecue?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yes. Unbelievable. No charcoal, Chris. Yeah. They use wood.
Wow. Yes, the best ever in the galaxy. So if somebody's listening to this that hasn't tried our Horevats, what are you waiting for? Yeah. Jump on that plane and come.
Yeah.
No and kidding. I know a song about St. Louis. It goes like, St. Louis woman. With those angel eyes.
What was I like it. What was know. That one? That's beautiful. Oh, yeah. I want to hear it now. I want to hear it.
Yeah, you're serenading my partner here, Chris.
Please keep going.
Anyway, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
all right.
Google Translate doesn't do songs.
Well, I tell you what. Thank you so much for being on the show. That's we really appreciate great. Everything. And keep doing your magic. You and Sergey are outstanding, and we wish you guys nothing but the best. And you're always a friend on the show. If you ever want to put anything on our site at Toast to Armenia, you're more than welcome, and we'll see if we could endorse it a little bit.
Okay, so my brother is selling walnuts.
Perfect.
This was really a great conversation. I loved it, and let's do more. I'm always for it.
Oh, okay. You got it. I'll put you to that now. I mean, the time differential is something, but I'm glad we got you on, and it worked out perfectly. I tell you what, that's our arm comedy with Narek Margaryan, and thank you, my man.
Thank you. Thank you, Jono. Thanks, everybody in the team. We'll talk to you soon then.
Chris.
What's your website again?
Yeah, give us your website.
Armcomedy.com.
Awesome. Armcomedy.com.
Or AM. If you want to go full patriotic, you type AM.
Armcomedy.am. There you go.
All right. Take care, my friend.
All right. See you guys.
See you later.
Wow. Another great week of another great episode.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's we hilarious. Did a great job, and I couldn't be any happier with having our guest here, Narek Margaryan, on our show from Arm Comedy, and he gave us our site.
Armcomedy.com.
Armcomedy.com. I want all our friends out there, friends of the show, get on armcomedy.com and experience what we do. In St. Louis, we're not by Graceland or anything, but
no,
we're
no
in St. Louis. We got our own people here, and we love sitting back and watching Arm Comedy. And I strongly recommend anyone that hasn't watched it yet, please do check it out. And Chris, you know what? I don't even feel like doing any other thing, we'll no other segment today.
End it on a high note.
Let's end it on a high note. We'll get Anush back on next week. We'll try to get Andy. You know, Danny's been AWOL on me. He went missing in action. I've been trying to reach out to him about the history episode part.
Danny,
you know?
If you're out there.
Yes. Please.
Send us a note. Or
send
smoke
a
signal.
Smoke signal. Yeah. Something.
A duh or a, yeah. Yes. A pigeon.
A pigeon with a message.
I'd love to know how to do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to get the pigeon to fly where you want it to.
I'm not kidding when I say this. I went to Armenia, and this guy had like a whole cage full
Shut
of
up.
White pigeons, right? Or doves, yeah. doves.
Either one.
They were doves. And he goes, would you like to release one? And I said, yes. And it's not free. You got to pay the guy. So I go.
He's holding the doves hostage.
Yes. And I go, it's my dove now. I'm going to release it to the wild. He's going to go out there and he's going to spread peace and beauty. Maybe he'll have a little olive branch in his mouth and just fly around. And I'll think of, that's my dove. This little, I don't want to cuss at this dove. this damn thing takes off out of the cage. I release him, and I walk away. He makes sure that I've walked away like 20, 30 yards, and this son of a bitch is right back. He does a complete 360, and he's right back in that cage again.
You've got to be kidding me.
I swear to God. I swear to God. I'm
not
kidding.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be a joke if he flew back into the cage?
He did. He flew right back into the cage again. Yeah. And then I tell the guy, I go, hey, that was my dove. That's my dove. He should be free. He goes, I can't help it if he wants to go back to his house. Well, this is his house. I'm like, this has got to be, this guy's got to be making a buttload of money on this.
He never loses any dove.
He never loses any dove. He sells it and he's still got it.
All the doves have like that syndrome that you get when you've been held hostage for too
right.
long.
Right. The Stockholm.
Stockholm syndrome. I must go back to my cage.
I got to go back to my cage. Oh, freedom? Freedom? What freedom? What freedom are you? One of these times, these doves have got to look at each other and go, hey, Harut, I'm going to make a break. I've had enough. This old guy is scamming everybody.
It's like, you don't know what's out there.
Yeah.
Just stay here where it's safe.
No. I think there's some freedom out there, man. I've seen them fly by. I've seen other doves fly by.
They all look so skinny. They probably are not eating.
Yeah. Any case, I don't know how the hell I got to this section here. But, we'll have another great show. And Danny, that was Danny. Yes. We send a message
Please
to Danny.
Us.
Danny Bedrosian, get back on our show. We love you, man. The history that you provide on the show is outstanding. All right, my friends, that'll do another great show, Genatzit Kisher Party, and we will be back with you next week. Well, hopefully another big guest. You can't go wrong with that. And, folks, one more thing. If you're going to buy anything on Amazon, why not go through our site first, armeniaproud.com, and it'll be on your right-hand side, Amazon. Click on Amazon. You won't see us again. And you know what? You shop away. You shop away, and it keeps the lights on here, Chris.
It does.
All right, my friends, take care, and we will see you next week. Love you.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.